Urbana 12 is underway in St. Louis, Missouri. There's still time to get involved in Christmas ministry, really. And ministries are looking ahead to 2013. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder at the America Center in St. Louis, Missouri. That's the sound of about 18,000 cheering young people at InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 12. Problems? Yes. Spiritual warfare? Could be. The largest student missions conference in the world had a major glitch yesterday. Urbana 12's communications director, Bethany Horvath.
Our registration and check-in on site require using urbana.org. And so due to high capacity there, due to people outside of St. Louis and outside of on-site Urbana using the website, our server just couldn't take it anymore.
While Urbana officials discovered the problem quickly, it took most of the night to fix it. Did spiritual warfare have an impact? Horvath says yes.
As frustrating and disheartening as it can be, it's been a good reminder for us as staff. God has something really great, and the enemy really wants to affect that and keep it from happening.
Other issues? A student bus stuck in a ditch, computer hardware crashes, and technical issues with musicians. Meanwhile, despite the spiritual warfare surrounding Urbana 12, ministry's faith remains steadfast. MNN's Katie Harsh spoke with Pioneers USA missionaries L.D. Waterman and his wife about what they're hoping to see this year.
There have been some bumps on the road to Urbana 12. But the Watermans haven't lost sight of why they came.
I'm excited about seeing God at work. Of course, we'd love to see lots of people join Pioneers. We can use a lot more workers on the field. But also, we want to help people find where God wants them.
The Watermans have led church planning teams in Indonesia for nearly two decades. They need more people to join their teams, but they're focusing their prayers this week on Urbana.
People could be praying that God would really speak to each heart.
Find us on Facebook for more Urbana updates. That's facebook.com/Mission Network News. From the America Center, Katie Harth, St. Louis.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christmas isn't over yet. In Russia, Christmas isn't celebrated until January 7th. SOAR International Ministries has created a project called Stuff a Stocking. Greg Maggioni from SOAR says,
"That's a project that we kind of brainstormed with our Russian partners to deal with some of the complex issues with importing aid into Russia.
Their goal is to have enough funds for 5,000 stockings.
Each stocking we have the price set at $35. An additional $5 adds a Russian children's Bible to the stocking. Now, I do want to make it clear that every stocking will have a Bible.
The stockings go to families in need and also kids in orphanages.
We do the purchasing and packing of our stockings in Russia with the help of local Russian churches.
Pray that hearts will be open to hearing the gospel as the SOAR team is handing out stockings. And with 2013 edging near, what's on the horizon for missions?
We believe some of the things the Lord will have us involved in are genuinely historic.
Dr. David Shibley with Global Advance says,
we've seen not just new churches planted, but literal church planting movements emerge out of our training sessions throughout the years, and we're very confident that we're going to see that in the upcoming year as well.
One new project will bring pastors from warring nations into neutral territory. This common ground will facilitate more than just encouragement and training.
We believe the church is at the center of the reconciling of peoples together. That's what our Lord called us to do, and what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, that we're ministers of reconciliation.
Pray for missions work around the world.
That there'll be genuine, measurable advance for the cause of Christ.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we feature on our broadcast today or would like to support this radio ministry financially with a year-end gift, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely at our website, missionnetworknews.org, and receive a special gift. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.